This podcast features adults using adult language. You have been warned.
And you also notice that there's a little tunnel in the wall back here.
Oh, there is.
There is.
Small.
A small tunnel. Visually visible behind a partially eaten corpse.
Just a dragon back would, there or something? Yeah, what's up?
Who would be able to get through that, though?
Splug.
Oh, yeah.
You could squeeze through it relatively easily. Splug can walk through it.
So could Splug. No trouble. We tell Splug to go check it out.
Oh, of course, Master. Splug is yours to command.
Master!
You hear the clink of coins.
Oh, nothing back here!
What?
No gold?
Just kidding!
He comes back out with a bag. It's kind of a leather sack, and it jingles with coins inside. But it's actually a bag of holding.
Really?
Oh, so there's coins in it.
No kidding, a bag of holding.
Bag of holding.
You missed it.
What happened?
We all gained five levels.
Except for Jim.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, now I'm magic, and now I'm a mage too, so...
Jim doesn't need five levels.
Here, no, so what we did, so there is a... There was a tunnel back here that was too small, really, for us to walk through. We could crawl through it. And I sent Splug back. Splug comes back to us with a sack.
Of?
It says like there's some money in there, but it's also...
A bag of holding.
It's a special of kind of bag that you can stuff loads of things into.
It's like Mary Poppins bag.
So yes, it's a bag. It's a bag that will bring
you can
joy.
Pull like lamps out of it.
Splug is practically perfect in every way.
Okay, so Splug is back though. He's back now.
Yes.
Well, this is pretty scary.
I'm kind of assuming you're going to go through those doors.
You're assuming correctly.
The dwarf way out in front on the altar.
Okay. So, where you are right now is what the dwarf saw when he peeked through a minute ago. It's a little antechamber with two doors leading out and a broken door leading into a hallway that you can see.
What's the lighting situation in here?
It's illuminated by a glowing coin.
Okay.
But otherwise, completely dark?
In this little antechamber, yes. Yeah. So you have a foreboding sense that there might be rivulets of blood on the floor beyond the doors, but you know, can't see it yet.
And this is the broken doors here.
Right.
Well, this is kind of unfair advantage. We can kind of see the whole map.
You'll be okay.
Yeah, how would this normally work in a game? Would you cover up what you can't see, or?
But we don't know where the creatures are, or where they are, like even, you know, even right here.
Yeah, but when the last time when he was drawing it, it was like a real maze we couldn't navigate, like.
Yeah, we can put paper on it.
Well, we've seen it now. I've memorized it completely.
You have an eidetic memory.
There. For a real game, I would probably draw this little area or use tiles for it and say that's where you are.
But the art does help.
Yeah. Jim would like to toss his glowing coin into...
We're going to have to open those doors.
Oh, those are closed. No, Jim would like to toss it down there first.
Okay. You can see that hallway.
We see nothing, though. It goes out five spaces.
You can see the end of the hallway. There is... solid wall along this corner.
Okay.
Rubble.
The wall is broken clean through here, so the light shines into a room beyond that you can make out a little bit of.
Check it out?
Yeah. Let's do it. I suppose that means...
Yes, when I say you want to check it out, I mean, want to check it out?
Employee of Acquisitions Incorporated.
Yeah.
Want to get your ass down that hall pronto. All right, so I make my way down to this hall here.
Should we tie a rope on him?
What's your...
Perception?
Perception.
How would I know that? Wisdom?
It's your perception modifier there.
Plus two.
Plus 10, plus the one for going up a level, so 13.
Yeah.
As you pass by here, you get a glimpse of a human figure in the room beyond. At this point, you can also see that there is...
What's so funny?
Nothing. She seems bad.
She seems cool. No, I bet she's nice.
Well, she loves when people come into her lair. Yeah.
There is a faint blue glow coming from this room through the holes in the wall there.
Well, then I stop here, turn, and silently do that military motion back to you.
To tell us what?
Well, just to...
Run?
No,
I have no
just,
idea what he's trying to say.
No, I can't just go like this.
Training.
Yeah, yeah. So one
Jim isn't looking at you.
I can't just go like that, silently motion you to come. So I motion for them to silently come into the hall.
Okay.
No?
Yeah, I do.
That's fine.
Make me a stealth check just for kicks. All of you, actually.
What do we roll for that?
Stealth. It's a skill.
12.
Stealth.
Stealth?
Mm-hmm.
A barrel of 20?
Yeah.
12 plus 2, so 14
eight.
For me.
10.
Ooh.
So not stealthy.
Okay, so Omen moves down the hall there?
I do.
Then what?
I'm not sure.
Oh. Jim is gonna follow behind Omen.
Jim kicks a large piece of rubble.
Jim apologizes.
Which makes a clattering sound. And the woman by the pillar there turns and peers into the darkness. But, oh, there's a strange glow coming from that direction.
Like a coin.
Like a light coin.
Jim's really sorry.
I mean, about all this.
Intruders! She cries.
Silently, Jim shrugs.
Magically.
You emote.
Jim extinguishes his light coin.
So she hollers, intruders. I'm busy rolling an initiative back here. Maybe you should do the same.
19.
20.
Plus my initiative is...
14.
7, so 26.
Does a crit on initiative mean anything?
No. What did you get, Jim?
26.
That's what you had last time.
That's what Jim rolls.
Actually, anybody within 10 feet of me gets a plus 1 on their initiative.
What are you talking 27. About?
27.
Yeah, it's true.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
15.
I got that at second level. So I'm looking at 21, Dungeon Master Guy.
Got it. Let's see. Can you see anybody else from where you are now? All right, Jim, you've raised an alarm. What would you like to do now?
Jim needs a minute to think.
Oh. See, if I were a cruel DM, I would say, all right, then you're delaying and we're going to move on. But I'm not, because you haven't played before.
Oh, really?
They can do that, yeah.
Okay.
Delay of game.
Well, Jim is going to... Jim's worried about them coming through this closed door behind Jim.
Oh, back here?
Or yeah. Here.
Yeah. There's every reason to fear this one, especially.
Yeah.
Maybe we should switch places.
Well, then I'm right in front of this rubble.
No. I'm saying on my turn, I'll come around the back and watch this side.
Jim could, lead them astray with a sound somewhere else, maybe, or a...
It's true.
He could
it's
throw
true.
His light coin.
Yeah, we have the light coin.
I don't think that's you gotta give the light
coin. You know, like Gandalf in Lord of the Rings, he never really casts any magic. Mm-hmm. You make light a couple times.
But I'm saying that you're right.
He tears zombies apart with magic missile.
You could.
Thank you.
You could get some sounds over here. And you could try to distract them, which I think has a lot of value.
Jim is going to toss his light coin onto the dwarf.
you tossed the light coin down here already.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Jim's going to try to make a sound at the end of that hallway.
At the end of that hallway?
Wouldn't I? I wanted to come from behind you.
So I'm trying to figure out where he can put a sound.
What's the range on that?
From there.
5 spaces. Or maybe Jim is just going to...
blast her with a magic missile?
I can't hit her from here. Mm-hmm. I assume, right? I can't shoot through these walls.
No. If you could were move. Here... You've got a straight line. These are holes in the wall.
Oh,
They're rubble. You'd have to climb over them to get through, but you can get through.
Okay. But he has line of sight through them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then she'd have line of sight on me.
Right.
But she may not be a caster.
She's got a big old sword in her hand.
Is that a bet that Jim's willing to take? Yeah.
You could hide behind the cleric. That's brave.
Then Jim's not brave. Jim's still around.
That works.
So I'm going to do magic missile. 10 plus 5, 15 versus reflex.
That hits.
Oh. Ooh.
So keep that in mind. Reflex
yeah.
is low.
Low.
4, 2, 6 plus 4 is 10.
You reliably deal 10 damage a turn.
I told you, I go to the bathroom and deal 5. So I hit for 10.
She shrieks in... A mixture of pain and fury.
Oh, I thought you were going to say pleasure.
No. It's Owen's turn.
Oh. Intruders.
I'm really afraid.
Just run in there. You can heal.
Yeah, but I go down in every fight. And it's because I run in. Because
The fighter's not doing his job.
Exactly. I need to wait back.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I withhold my action until he goes?
You can delay.
Okay. Do I still retain my initiative?
Yes. Well, no.
In the future? Or?
When you choose to act, that will be your new place in the order.
Oh, okay.
So what I'm doing right now is turning your card sideways, and I'll keep going through. And when you act, I'll pull your card out and put it in its place.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and wait.
Look
then.
Look at me with the cards.
Yeah. So I'm going to wait for Binwin to go.
All right. Make me some perception checks.
Oh, yeah.
Hot stuff.
I got a 20.
Heck yeah.
I got a 20 also.
21.
Wow.
We finally did it.
Yeah. You guys hear some doors opening and closing back there.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad I waited. Jeez.
Well, do you... Now we've heard stuff over there. Maybe we should come back into the antechamber.
Yeah, and let her come to us.
Yeah.
Yep.
You also hear, with your keen senses there, a voice over in this direction chanting or singing.
Is there any way for us to use Arcana to try to guess at what's going on in there?
Make me a religion check, cleric.
25.
Ooh, the name of Orcus comes out, springs to your ears in that chant.
Wow, that's old school, a death god sort of thing.
Orcus, demon prince of the undead. Right on the cover of the month manual.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well done, cleric.
In fact, you might have picked up over the course of the several encounters in the dungeon that we skipped over that
there is
a death cult of Orcus operating in this place.
Okay.
Performing some kind of evil ritual that you need to stop.
Okay.
Okay. Binwin, what would you like to do?
Well, I think our plan is to come back in this antechamber and make our stand at least from here. So I can push through these guys?
You can move through them.
Walk right through.
Okay. So 1, 2, 3, I guess. Oh, here. These are marked 4, 5.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm back in here.
What is Splug's behavior right now?
He's looking very nervous. Make me an insight check.
Low. 7.
He's looking very nervous.
Okay.
You're not sure whether that's any different than his behavior in the last
exactly.
fight?
Exactly.
Binwin, you've used a move action. You still have actions left.
Kick Splug down the stairs.
One thing you could do is ready an action. You are 2 squares away from that door. So you could say, for example, if that door opens up, I'm going to charge whoever's there.
Oh, okay.
Or if a bad guy appears in that doorway, I'll charge.
All right. I didn't know I could do that.
Yeah, yeah. You can set it up like that.
Done.
All right. The berserker lady.
Well, so hold on. Now, do I go immediately after him then?
You can go whenever you want.
You've delayed, so you can go whenever you like.
I go immediately.
All right. Sorry.
Hopefully I can get a jump on somebody coming through.
So that's the same thing. You can get there with a single move action. You could ready an action to do something. Cast a spell.
Yeah. I'm going to ready an action so that if anybody comes through... If anybody passes me or comes through this door, I hit him with a lance.
Okay.
You can say either hallway. You have to pick one.
Sure.
You have initiative, so...
Yeah. At this point, it's like, if I see a bad guy, I'll lance him.
Okay.
So that works.
What have you done to Jim?
Damn. I'm sorry.
You left Jim to die.
Jim took this on himself.
Charge.
He knew what he was getting into.
Oh, Jim!
You guys don't understand. You need Jim.
18 armor class?
I have 15.
Oh!
That's lower.
Jim.
12 damage.
Oh my god!
She just whirls that great big sword and slices into you. Magic missile me, will you?
It's Jim's magic missile, bitch. Jim's down at 19.
So you're locked on charging here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when your initiative comes around again, if the trigger has not occurred, you can decide to do something else.
Okay.
And it's Jim's turn.
Jim is very upset with both of you.
I see.
Jim is in a really bad way. Because Jim, he can shift, but he can't shift away.
Why can't he shift away?
Because you can shift 1 square either side, but she's still in melee contact with you.
Jim can totally handle this situation, though, because Expeditious Retreat lets him shift multiple squares. Or Flame Burst is a close power which doesn't provoke opportunity attacks.
I get a crazy bitch free cards, like, crazy. Okay, I'm going to do... This is once per day.
It's daily, yeah. I mean, you know what you could do? You could try to start up the heat, and then I can run around the corner on my turn and back you up.
I need to get away from her. That seems like to me. I can't take another hit like that.
Yeah, you gotta get out then.
Well, couldn't I just use my movement to get into their room and then set up like a trigger ability?
But when you move away from her, she gets a swipe at you.
Unless you use Expeditious Retreat.
All right.
Which is your daily, and you want to save that, right?
I'd rather use it than die.
Yeah.
Let's take a nap after this.
Exactly. We'll pile up some bodies.
And snooze.
Yeah, Jim's going to beat a speedy retreat.
Where are you going
to
go?
Let's see, what do I have to do here? Put yourself in this corner.
You can go 12 spaces anywhere you want.
I can go 12 spaces. I don't have to roll for it.
No, you just go.
Okay.
Yeah, Jim's going to go back here.
I love it.
Again, that's just a move action, so you can do something else as well. In fact, you could do Flame Burst and then do that if you wanted to.
Yeah,
Fire Shroud or...
Oh, I see.
Just heat her up. The order doesn't matter.
I see. Yeah, she seems like a tough lady.
You're going to use your flame...
I'm going to go ahead and use Fire Shroud on her, which is my fire dot.
Oh, okay, it burns over and over?
Yeah. So this is going to be plus 6 versus Fortitude.
Oh!
You're still getting away.
Okay.
That's a 1?
Yeah, that's a 1.
Jim!
Jim runs the fuck away.
The bloom has fallen off the Jim Dark Magic Flower.
Listen, Jim's ability goes up and down, but overall...
Yeah.
It's an upward trend.
I see.
Yeah, you need to look at this thing year over here.
Yeah.
There's a reason I brought him in.
I believe you.
Okay, so, what are the numbers looking like? So if she pops her head around the corner, she gets the lance, too.
You said this door or this door. But this door opens, actually.
Awesome. It's time to charge.
So does that guy get charged and lanced?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that door opens. You see a hunched, gaunt humanoid creature with long fangs standing there in the doorway.
Like a vampire?
Very much like a vampire.
Okay.
Jeez.
Vampires? Okay.
It's a death cult.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
So, you guys with rated actions can...
Well, so it looks like I'm charging.
I'm charging there or there?
I'm sorry?
There or there?
Here. What was my roll?
It was a 6.
Oh.
You roll again. I didn't see it. See, that's better.
And this is just a regular attack, right?
Yep.
So, 17.
You guys AC?
That's going to miss.
Wow, that's it.
We're in a big pile of fun. Okay.
And your Lance of Faith?
Here comes the Lance of Faith.
It's cool. I only use my daily and my once per encounter, so we're fine.
It's fine. I've got all my dailies, and I've got some of my once per encounters.
That's 11 versus Reflex.
Right past him. Then the other one comes up.
No!
And attacks Binwin.
Oh! That was nice knowing you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be an undead dwarf soon.
He crits. You take 5.
That's not so bad. The taser starts to bite you.
Did we get back? We never rested, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did? Yeah. We're back up to 4. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Until it bites you.
You can spend your healing surges to get up to 4.
It turned you into a vampire.
So, I took 5, you say?
Yep.
Roll to see if you become a vampire.
Stop it. You don't give him any ideas.
So, you see these things, so you're like, oh, scary vampire, but that wasn't so scary.
No.
Yeah, 5 damage. I mean, you know.
So... He gets lanced now, right?
No, we missed.
Oh, you missed?
Yeah. Things are looking bad.
Yeah.
It's been a bad quarter.
Acquisitions Incorporated?
Incorporated.
Our stock is down.
All we're acquiring
is damage.
Is damage.
Alright. So, whose turn is it? What's going on?
He's got a stack of cards.
He's still laying
of
the game.
Hidden
yeah, you should
monsters.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Alright, crazy lady. She ignores the goblin.
Yeah, wow.
Safely.
Goblin isn't attacking her. 25 to hit you.
Yeah, that'll hit.
8 billion damage.
10.
That's not too bad.
Hey!
For you.
Billion.
Oh, did I say 8? I meant 8. All right, so what's going on now? Are we slotting back into the...
Jim's turn.
Jim's ready.
Jim, take this bitch out.
Jim Zarola.
Jim, take this bitch out.
Well, there's a couple interesting things Jim can do with his coin and some noises.
What? No.
This guy believes in me, and
Jim would like to make the sound of a chihuahua.
As he goes, sweetheart, sweetheart, holds up the coin goes, hello, governor.
Yeah, so you is it time to burn the dwarf?
Huh?
Listen, Jim doesn't need input.
Coaching?
Jim is the master of his own ship, and he'll sail it where he sees fit.
Is he going to sail it into a sea of flame? I'm just asking.
He is going to sail it to Arcane Mistleton.
Taking it to the street.
Arcane Mistle Heights. That's where he's going. Can I see these guys?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Did you also see him getting bit, slashed,
clawed?
I could try to take them both out, or you're more worried about her?
I'm worried about the...
You can blast them all, and I'll heal him on my turn.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to do the, not the healing strike. Like, I'm going to do a real heal that no, there's no roll on it.
Okay, I'm going to do
hit them up.
Should I do like try to hit them all literally, yes. Or I can hit these two?
I'm saying position it right on the dwarf
and hit all of them.
Center the flame.
Okay,
couldn't take it.
I'm going to do burning hands centered on the dwarf.
Burning hands is the one that comes out from you.
I know, but the scorching burst.
That only hits... Oh, I see. That hits in one in each direction. Yeah. I keep forgetting that diagonal counts as one space.
Yeah, it's totally safe. It's a square right around
the
square.
Okay, so scorching burst targeted on the dwarf.
Again. You're looking at me and it seems like you're unhappy.
No, I think it's cool.
All right.
I'm sick of smelling burnt hair, but...
That's 20 versus reflex.
Which one do you want to attack first?
The bitch.
Okay. That'll hit her.
Okay. Then we'll do the first vampire here. That's 10.
That's a miss.
Okay. And the second one, 17.
Also a miss. And the dwarf?
Those guys are quick.
Here, and the dwarf?
They are. And the dwarf, come on.
8.
Awesome. Terrible. Really a bad roll.
So you hit the berserker.
So I hit the crazy lady. Sorry about that. This is 1d6 plus 4.
That's good. That's
8.
8 damage. That's healthy.
That's respectable.
Okay. She,
is mad.
She's mad. She's hot now.
Literally. The vampires. Mm. They like where they are. The one with a flank attacks the dwarf. 20 armor class?
18.
That hits. The other one, it's a 19, is also a hit, so you take 10.
What are you at now?
I'm at 18.
Okay.
But I was promised a heal, so I'm not worried.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Listen, things change.
People change.
Binlin, it's your turn.
Sometimes they're crispy.
Attack this guy and cleave through to that SOB right there.
Awesome.
Oh, no! 10.
No.
11, I guess.
17 didn't
versus
do it.
Versus armor class.
So. Nope. Oh, versus armor class, not
real.
Do you want to move?
Do I want to move?
Maybe into a coffin. Just lay there.
Maybe out of the flank.
Yeah, so she's got me flanked.
Yeah, just move one step up.
Which normally I like.
Oh.
But, hey, so I just step out. Which way do I go to be flank? This way?
Yeah, you just don't want them. You don't want to be in between. You don't want to be a berserker and vampire sandwich.
Okay. Technically flank me?
No.
No.
Oh. But all she has to do is shift the way you did to flank you again.
Okay. Right, but she doesn't have it necessarily right now. My turn.
Yes.
Right? Here, so... Can I hit from here to here?
You can. He will have cover against you, which is a plus 2 bonus to his AC, or other defense.
That's too bad.
This guy's like, why would you hit him? I thought you were going to heal.
He would healing strike.
Healing strike, but I also have heal as a minor action. I can do it.
Yeah, no, I believe it.
No kicks. I believe it. Yeah, 100%. You seem like a real fucking champion. So you're saying it's a negative 2, but I can try to do it.
Yes.
Don't we need to take care of the lady?
Yeah, just take her out. Because it's hard to hit the vampires, but apparently they don't hit very hard.
Yeah.
She's hitting me for 10 each.
You know what I could do? I could even go here.
Get behind her, yeah.
And give you a flank on her.
What?
Right?
If you move
not
back.
From right where you are.
What?
If you were in Splug Square, you could.
It wouldn't be instant. He'd have to move.
Right.
But
he'd move back into the flank.
Can I just kick Splug?
He happily shifts out of the way.
Okay. So now do I get a benefit?
You do.
Right now? Instantaneously. I don't have to wait till his turn. So now, instead of having a negative 2, I actually have a plus 2 to strike, right?
Her.
Yeah, her.
Her.
Yes.
Okay.
Except I just realized you just moved through her threatened. Moving past her like that, you'd provoke an opportunity from there. You can come up that far.
I'm fine with that. That's fine.
He's willing to take that risk.
I love it when people do that. 12.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, she misses.
Wild swing.
So, first thing I do is Healing Word, which is you can spend a Healing Surge and regain 4 hip, whatever your Healing Surge is, plus 4.
Oh, sweet. So I gain 14.
Yeah.
So 22.
So what's your max?
My max what?
Hit points.
31.
Okay, here. No,
43 is my max.
I'm going to keep working then. I utilize my healing Strike and Counter Power, which involves a roll. And I'm sure we're all very excited about the result.
14,
15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
That hits?
Fuck yeah.
She doesn't seem so big on defense.
Yeah, she's a bazooka. So I'm going to try 2d8s if I can get a hold of some. Well, 1d8 will be plenty, actually. I got one over here. So 2d8 plus 1. I finally hit with this attack. That's 13. 14 total radiant damage. The target is marked until the end of my next turn. In addition, you or one ally within 5 squares of you can spend a healing surge.
Oh, awesome.
Plus 3.
Awesome. Up 35 hit points.
Great round, Jerry. Good job for what you did.
What about Omen?
Yeah, I mean Omen. Excuse me. Omen.
Okay. All right.
So we're good. I mean, I think that worked. So if this target is marked, what does that mean?
That means that she has an incentive to attack you now.
Oh, so even clerics can do that.
Yes. It's not as good as when he marks somebody. You won't get an opportunity attack if she attacks him.
Oh, but she does have a negative to attack other people.
Right. She would have a minus 2 attack to go after him.
Okay, let's work.
Let's work.
Okay. This door swings open.
No! God.
Hide. Oh, that's a fucking wizard.
It is a human in dark robes.
A necromonger.
Still chanting prayers to Orcus as he strides forward.
Because I like a you and you like a me and we like all the same, Orcus. I want you to know that I got
like Shamu.
I want you to know my name, Orcus. What? Oh.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
All right. He kind of quickly glances around, sizes up the situation, and points at Jim.
Can you see Jim? Deflects the point.
Jim definitely has cover against this attack. The curse of Orcus be upon you.
Oh, shit, it's the curse of Orcus.
26 against your fortitude.
Son of a...
Even
four
with
is 13.
Cover, that's going to hit you.
Holy shite.
11 necrotic damage.
Youch. Jim?
That takes Jim down to 19 minus 11.
Jim?
8.
Okay, we're going to bring Jim back.
Yeah.
Big time.
And you have a minus 2 AC penalty until the end of the priest's next turn.
Okay.
Oh, Jim.
Jim's never been in this situation before. Jim's scared.
This is new to Jim.
Yeah.
The berserker shifts. Pretty mad about that healing strike.
I can't imagine why.
Swings her big old sword at the cleric. 19 armor class.
That'll hit.
7 damage.
Okay.
That's all. She kind of wishes there was something more.
Ain't nothing. Everybody else has got cool stuff. She just has a sword. So we need to get some heals working. You need heals?
I do. Heal, please.
I can do it. Please take a turn for the worse.
What? Who's this fucking jackass?
Little shadowy jackass creature.
Jim.
It's Jim's turn?
Yep. It makes an ugly face at you.
So you...
I mean, are you going to go again before one of these a-holes?
I should.
Way to know.
You go, then the vampires go, then Binwin and Omen.
Yeah.
Well.
So do you want to help us finish off the lady?
If you can guarantee Jim's survival.
Well, I can't, but I will definitely heal you. I'm just saying that she's the one we've worked on the most. She got blasted with the other thing. She's been struck several times by martial weapons.
All right, Jim.
She is not quite bloodied.
What? That's why why it's just...
Not big on defense, but lots of hit points.
So but maybe
Jim
she
can't attack her defense. And
should I use my daily thing
that's
on
true.
Her?
Jim is attacking her reflex, but she seems to have a pretty high one.
No, you hit her easily before.
Oh, did I? I can't remember. Oh, these guys had the high reflex.
Yes.
Right.
They're not true.
Okay, Jim's going to do Jim's magic missile against the berserker lady. 16... Where's that
91.
So 16 plus 5.
That'll hit.
It's 21. So it's 2d4.
Come on.
So 4 and a 1. So 5 plus 4 is 9.
Now she's bloodied.
It's one less than Jim's average.
And as an immediate
action. Downward?
Jim's disappointed in himself.
As an immediate action.
She takes another swing at the cleric. Because she's just that mad.
It's a berserker thing?
Yeah, 17 armor class.
That's equal.
So that's a hit.
Mm-hmm.
19.
Damage?
Yeah.
How much do you have left? 29?
10?
10?
I think we're looking at wives fill races.
All right.
Sing this song, doo-dah.
Doo-dah,
Jim, anything else?
Can Jim do anything else?
You've attacked. You can still move.
Well, actually, I could use this thing, couldn't I?
You could. I need that chip from you because you spent it.
Yeah, you guys need to work hard.
I could try to hit her again with this. Or I could use this to heal myself. I could use one of my surges, right?
Yep.
That's true.
Second win.
That's true.
It only gives me... Or did my healing surge go up by one?
Yeah.
It went up by more than one. It's a quarter of your total hit points.
Increase to 6.
No, go down to the third level one.
Increase to 7.
7, yep.
So I could go 8 plus 7 is 17. No, 15. Went the wrong way. Or I could either hit her myself or I could try to hit her.
I've got big plans for her.
Heal yourself.
Heal yourself.
All right,
yourself.
I'm going to use my action token. I will heal myself up to 15.
Okay.
So my surges go down to 6.
Plus 2 bonus to all your defenses until the end of your next turn, which nicely counteracts that minus 2 AC you just took.
Okay. Oh, right.
All defenses, plus 2?
Yes.
Great.
Oh, everything else.
All right. The vampires go. Sadly lacking a flank this time. This one will shift.
Does that count as flanked when they're on one side each?
No.
Okay.
Next time it does that. 24 and a 13.
24 hits.
Are you bloodied?
I'm at 35, so...
No.
You take 5. Binwin, it's your turn.
If I turn to face her, I get an attack of opportunity on me, correct?
No. You can shift to be next to her in either of those two squares, and...
You're safe.
Because it's a
shift. Except for the wizard and the shadow minion.
Relatively safe.
This...
Your crush?
How bad can we curse on this thing?
Well, I don't know. What is it?
I mean, how bad can we curse on the podcast?
Curse as much as you want.
Like the worst curse?
Oh, yeah.
Like the bad word for... Yeah.
Yeah, say it.
This is getting a crushing blow.
Okay.
Okay.
You pushed me to that.
I think that technically that would be a target called shot. See? The designer got it.
I didn't get it.
It's all right.
It's an upswing.
It's
an upswing.
Here we go. So you're trying to brutalize her with...
You wind up...
counterpower?
And deliver a devastating blow with your weapon.
It's plus 7. That's nice. But... Look at him trying to play
with... But I'm worried about using this if she's not the biggie.
Keep your hands on your own
play
sheet.
No, you're totally right.
Yeah, I am right. Take it easy there. Oh, what?
What?
2?
Binwin?
Come on.
Jim is disappointed in Binwin.
You want to spend an action point?
Yes!
You're going to try the same thing again?
Actually, I can't.
I missed.
He was in a counter power. So you have to use one of your common, shameful strikes.
Do you think she's the biggest boy in here?
I don't know. This guy could be just as big an a-hole.
Yeah, it seems like he has a stick and a knife.
But as far as... What I'm saying is the most hit points. Because I'll use my daily on her. Because if I miss, I don't lose it.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But if that guy on the monster manual's back there...
Orcus?
Yeah.
No, listen, if Orcus is in that room, we have a bigger...
He's got a bigger fish
to fry.
Oh, all right.
What I'm saying is you can't... Even if you miss, it doesn't go away. And 66 damage is probably enough to kill
it. Yeah. All right. Brute strike.
Brute strike. Daily power. Here we go.
Let's see it.
I'm scared.
What?
Oh,
didn't spend the power.
Binwin bras bottom.
Bras?
Okay, shove that dice up your ass.
Your roll was a 19.
See, I'm great. Too bad it wasn't my round.
I'm sorry, guys.
We're like shitwing crap roller bottom.
Omen?
That was...
That was Jim.
Make up now.
That wasn't me.
Okay.
That wasn't me, that was Jim.
Jim, apologize to Ben. Okay, here. It's like at the corporate retreat.
No.
It's like we're going to have to do some trust
exercises where Ben falls off a ladder into Jim's arms.
So Ben weighs like 400 pounds.
Christ, right. Jim.
Okay, so we're in a world of hurt here, boys. We got a lot of big problems right now.
Son of a bitch. I cannot believe both my attacks failed.
That's pretty crazy.
That's ridiculous.
This priest is gonna fuck Jim.
This guy here?
Yeah.
That's how priests operate.
Alright, so close burst 3.
Can't you do something where you heal us again?
Here.
Hit and heal?
Here, no, so if I move here and then here, that's...
She would get an opportunity attack on you, right?
Mm-hmm. Would she?
Yeah.
Okay, as I pass her, if you move more than one space in her area.
Right.
Okay. I have a thing, that Beacon of Hope thing I can use to buff my heals. Also gives everybody a bonus. It gives everybody 5 hit points right off the bat.
Oh, I see.
So it helped top us off, and they have a round where they deal half damage.
Yeah, let's do that.
I just need to get in place, and I'm not doing good enough to...
Take a hit from her?
No.
You can't do it from where you are?
It's burst 3, right? So that would be out to here?
Yeah, you'd get both the vampires.
But I wouldn't get him in the range of effect for the extra 5. That's what I needed.
Oh, I see.
I was hoping I could top you off there. But you know what? Maybe it's okay. I will use Healing Word on Jim Dark Magic. So you...
Jim appreciates.
Yeah. So here's your
Jim
heal.
Jim says you will be rewarded later.
Richly. So you get a surge plus 5.
So my surge is 7 plus 5.
12.
Is 12 plus 15.
So you're looking all right.
27.
Daily power beacon of hope.
Is that my full? I can go to 31.
Yeah. So you get 5 hit points back.
Oh, that's nice.
I get 5 hit points back.
Can you give me that eraser again?
Yeah.
Use it.
Don't use gems.
This character sheet's getting...
It's getting Jose.
Oh, beat up.
Jose Canseco. So... Oh, man. Okay. Beacon of hope. So I have a bunch of strikes to do.
Okay.
Basically.
What's the effect?
Each target is weakened until the end of its next turn.
Okay.
Right, so we get a round of that.
No damage?
There's no damage. Okay. At least not in this version.
That's right.
Each enemy burst, right? So you want to touch guys, and I'll roll for them.
That berserker lady?
Yeah, yeah. +4 versus Will, each of these attacks. She's got 12.
Miss.
Yeah.
Empire number 1.
14.
Miss.
Really just terrible.
That was pathetic.
But we got some hit points back here.
So you weren't able to cut their attacks by half?
No, everything is terrible. But you got your hit points.
Okay.
That's the main thing.
Jim's looking good again.
He's on top of the world. All right, we're moving on. Nightmarish.
Oh,
crap.
He's so pissed off. He has sunglasses, too. Look at that guy. He's like Neo or some shit.
He points at the berserker, and shadow leaps from his hand and goes and infuses her.
What? What? No.
Is this guy in the camp? Because he looks like he hangs out in a lot of parks.
He's with shadow power now?
Her wounds close up a little bit.
Oh, my God.
And her sword glows with that dark
energy. Awesome. That's what she needed. I really thought she was missing some shadow power.
He wasn't dealing enough damage. Okay.
So, fell magic.
And,
dark magic.
Has reaped its ugly head.
Thus empowered. Let's see, you attacked her, right?
I did. Yeah, well, I mean, you couldn't really call it that. I attempted.
Yeah.
But I didn't enjoy it.
So she swings at you and crits.
Oh.
This is gonna hurt.
Max damage? They're gonna drag us up onto that altar.
28.
And sacrifice.
28?
28.
So he's bloodied now?
Yeah, which means the vampires are going to be able to hit him harder.
They're already licking their lips.
Because he asked earlier...
That took me down from 35 to 7 hit points.
Did you have an instant heal?
7 hit points.
No, I don't have any instant heals.
7 hit points.
Yeah, listen, I heard you, man.
Jim wishes he could do something for you. He really does.
Unfortunately.
Get away from me!
Finish the dwarf off.
So what is this little munchkin?
It's a little shadowy,
nuggery,
creepy guy. It's called a dark creeper. He gets a large number, 25 to hit.
Benwin is down.
Does 8 damage.
Benwin is down.
Okay.
I repeat.
Benwin has left the dungeon.
Jim. Benwin is down.
Okay, Jim.
Is Jim scraping the bottom of the barrel?
No, actually, Jim's got a plan. Jim's got a plan here.
Does it involve light coins or distracting noises?
Yes, Jim is going to make the noise of an elephant. No. Let's see. So close blast, so it's 5 squares around me, right?
The blast is out from you.
Out from me, yeah. 5 squares in every direction.
No.
In which? In one direction. In yes. A direction.
Oh, in a line?
He no, told us since it was a
five
square.
It's a 5x5 square. Yes, it's a 5x5 square, but it goes, it's not around you, it's out from you.
Okay, so it'd be like 1, 2, 3.
Yes,
so this room's only 4x5.
You can fill the room.
So I can fill this entire room.
Am I safe?
Yes.
Well, it depends on where he puts it.
Well, if it's out for me, it goes 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, but he's inside the door.
Yeah, but you could shift out here and keep me safe.
I can't shift without taking an opportunity attack from him.
Yeah, one move is okay. Two is not.
Well, actually, one, it won't save you.
You can't go around that corner with a shift. You have to.
Yeah.
You have to move there. And
listen,
there.
I know what's going on.
I see that.
So is there a way for him to place that doesn't fry me? It's a 5x5 template, right?
Yeah, I don't see one.
No.
Well, he could start it here, or actually even place it like this. But at that point, you're leaving out the vampires.
The vampires need it. Bad.
But you can't take it.
No, no,
you.
No. Is it worth provoking?
You would damage the dwarf, too.
I thought he was dead.
He's unconscious and dying. More damage is going
to
continue.
It would be
to
the first
him.
Time I've set the dwarf on fire. It won't be the last.
Why let me being down stop you from setting me on fire again?
So it's not the best time to set him on fire. But so now you could just get your, you could just take your AOE, your AOE, right? You could just take one from it.
Yeah, I guess I'm up to 27. Has my minus two worn off yet?
Yes.
Okay, but I still have the plus two.
Yes.
Okay.
It's one yeah. outcome. I can't take it.
But can I understand? He's hurt already. How can I hurt him more?
Because I'm dying.
So
it's like, instead of giving me heal, you're giving me fire.
It's the opposite.
Instead of a bandage, you're covering me with flames.
But he's still gonna roll.
There are two ways he can die. One is that he can fail three death saves.
Right.
The other is that his hit point total can get to negative half of his hit points.
What do you got right now? Take it.
I'm at negative one.
Well, you're fine.
He can take it.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
You're fine.
I'm gonna take an opportunity attack here.
21.
What? What are you against? What?
Arm
Not
plus?
That it matters. 17. Yeah.
Yeah. So even with your plus two, he hits you for a whopping 8.
Okay.
That's
so
fine.
He goes down to 19.
Now engage the powerful.
The burning hands. So this is going to be plus 5 versus reflex, which probably won't hit those fucking vampires unless I do really well.
Who do you want to attack first?
I guess we'll just start the...
Start it close?
Yeah.
So that guy probably gets hit. That's a
23?
Yeah, 23.
Mm-hmm. Can you roll damage for me before you go on?
Oh, yeah. This is 2d6 plus 4 fire damage. Oh, shit. 8?
Ain't nothing. I mean...
Okay, so he got hit, right?
Yep, the Dark Creeper.
Then we'll go to his imp or whatever that thing is out in front there.
He's going to the Dark Creeper.
The Dark Creeper. That's a 6.
One's always a miss.
Oh, okay.
The Berserker?
Was that interference?
Yes.
Sure.
21.
21.
It's 8 damage.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The Dwarf.
What is it?
16.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay.
So you take 8.
It happens. All right.
Sometimes dwarves get hot, you know?
From fire.
So the first vampire?
Vampire number one.
That's not going to hit. 13.
Nope.
Yeah. 18.
That does hit.
Yes.
So 18's now.
Oh, and he's gone.
Out.
Okay, so those are not awesome guys. Those are minions.
Whew. Jim's tired.
Just taking a nap.
Jim is going to rest.
Okay, the remaining vampire.
Thirsty.
Fire's bad for them.
What?
Try to claw Jim.
Jim does not like this turn of events.
Crit!
Oh. I'm confused.
Are you bloodied?
No, I'm at 19.
5 damage.
Jim's, 14.
Jim's scared.
Jim's,
are you bloodied
Jim's
now?
Scared.
Jim doesn't want to die.
What's bloodied? Again, actually, I don't know. 14 plus 14 is 28. Yeah, my
Binwin, make
total
me
is 31.
Safe.
Yes! Oh!
You heal a surge.
Oh,
so
that's good.
Starting from zero
game.
Up
starting
to 10.
Zero.
So does he go now?
He makes the save at the end of his turn. So
oh.
Now you're conscious and prone next to a raging barbarian and a...
And you have 10 health.
Dark guy.
That's more health in the end.
You know what you should do? You should cast Fire Spell right now.
Listen, I'm detecting that you don't like being set on fire.
Do you have to detect sarcasm? Because... That would help us know if he was making a joke or... What's up?
So it's your turn.
Look, I'm already... Let's do it. Hey, so now I have used 2 healing words and my Beacon of Hope and my Healing Strike. So I no longer have a way to heal.
You have Cure Light Wounds, right?
What's that? Yeah, but Cure Light Wounds is a utility... It's black, so I got the impression that was a daily power.
It is a daily power.
But I've already used my daily power in Beacon of Hope.
You have 2 daily powers.
Yeah.
Oh!
You can use each one once per day.
Where did we get that?
No. When you hit level 3, you got an extra one.
Well,
this is a special
case. Level 2 utility power. It's comparable to your Expeditious Retreat.
So does he have...
Does that mean I still have Acid Arrow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes! It's time to unleash it.
Oh, I didn't know that. That would have changed this whole fight.
It's about to change it. Right, so we actually have 2, even though they're daily
powers.
Don't
apologize to him. He should have known that.
Even though they're daily powers, we can use them.
Just means you can use that once per day.
Oh, that's great news. Okay.
So I can target the dwarf with Acid Arrow.
Wait a minute.
Exactly. Like, you don't have to rely just on fire.
Right.
You can sear him, burn him, freeze him.
Okay.
Turn him into jelly. With that daily power, that's my standard action.
Right.
Right. So if I want to... There's no attack for me. If I want to use that heal...
That's your action.
Yeah.
That means you're not killing somebody.
Yeah. This is what I'm wondering, guys. Like, we all have very low hit points.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you have 14, Jim, I've got 15, and Binwin has 10. But I can heal one of us for a lot. I wonder who needs it.
Probably Binwin.
Well, I'm the lowest.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Let's bring you back.
So, the other thing to think about is second wind, because you haven't used your second wind this encounter.
No.
You haven't used it.
No, that would be my full action, right?
That is a standard action for you. It's a minor action for you, because you're a dwarf.
Oh.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So, well,
that's great news. Here, I'm not going to worry about it then.
Okay.
You're okay. Do we want DPS, or do we want... Because that's going to be it for my healing potential.
Jim votes for Jim.
I vote for Jim, too.
Okay. We just need to keep you up. And we can do it. So, cure light wounds.
Because Jim has acid arrow on the way.
Yeah. We need to have you up for that.
So how much do you actually cure me for?
A lot. So it's one surge.
Okay.
Plus that a D...
Is...
No, it's actually... They regain hit points as if they had spent a healing surge.
Seven.
Plus five for my Beacon of Hope.
I'm sorry, I have some bad news.
What's that?
Look at the range on that spell. You have to touch him.
Okay, so you...
Are you shitting me?
I wish that I were shitting you.
Why can't you be shitting me?
I wish that I could shit you right now.
I'm not being shitted.
Well, Jim...
Somebody shit on him!
All right, well, so I'm going to get some hit points.
Can't you come over and touch me?
And expose myself to it.
A lineup of...
This is literally the gauntlet.
Jim thought you were brave.
What about favoriting the bold and so forth? What would your gut say? All right, so one surge. That's delicious. Mmm. So one surge, 59, plus two, plus three, plus five.
I'm sorry, what are you doing?
Whatever I want.
He's cure light wounds on himself.
You're using cure light wounds on himself?
I have to. I have no choice.
Do you roll the d6 for that?
Yeah, it's two. And the healing surge is 9. So we're talking about 11.
Okay.
When I use an ability that has the healing keyword, based on my healing lore class feature, that's 3. And then Beacon of Hope is another 5.
The keyword is
healing. 19.
Oh, good.
Thanks, Smarty Pants.
You want to move or anything?
Yeah.
Mm.
Can I move here?
No. It's that hard corner thing.
Meh.
Well, here, that's fine. I'm gonna stay here, and maybe you can get in there or something. I don't know.
What, flank her here?
That's an option. But that's basically it. Like, if I use that as my standard action, there's nothing else for me to do currently. Okay.
If all I right. move, I'm using minor.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. The priest guy.
Who now is friends with Jim, because Jim's been telling him jokes this whole time.
Funny jokes about orcs, yeah, about gods.
Jim is a very funny guy.
No, it's funny jokes about necromancy.
It takes a special sense of humor to appreciate necromancy jokes.
He didn't know at first. He's like...
He points at you, sends a bolt of shadow at you, muttering Orcus's name, and gets a 12 against your fortitude.
Fortitude is 13.
Miss. That bolt of energy...
Jim wipes his brow.
Yay!
His shadow brow. All right, so what are we talking about?
The Berserker
is the worst sort of mongrel.
Swings her big old sword at Omen. 16.
Ooh.
Nope, ain't gonna do it.
She shifts.
She's moving
to there.
Mind by me.
Jim.
It's Jim's turn. Jim's ready.
So who's getting it?
Let's see. The acid arrow.
It spurts.
Is one creature, and then.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I can hit that middle guy, right?
That creeper, yeah. So we got to get you away from this zombie or vampire.
So I could shift to the left.
I shift one step back, so you can use. Back. Yeah.
Okay. And then the damage on the center guy is going to be 2d8 plus 4 plus 5 ongoing.
Yeah.
And then a secondary attack, each creature adjacent to the primary target.
So including the dwarf.
You're going to be fine.
Well, I mean, there's two options. There's two options. Right?
It would make such a funny comic strip, yeah, to have this mage just continually beating the shit out of the dwarf.
But what I'm telling you is that there's two scenarios here.
What's the second one? I don't even see it.
You can... there's no outcome aside from searing
the... Oh, I could hit him and hit the imp and not worry about the berserker?
Yeah. Now, when does Binwin go?
Jim goes, the vampire goes, and then Binwin goes.
You could also wait around.
Or delay until after Binwin goes.
That would be the other way.
Why don't you delay?
You could.
But what if I can't take the hit from the vampire? Well, they don't hit very hard. I have 14.
I guarantee you he's not going to drop you.
I'll delay.
So remember, they're minions.
Yeah.
We've found that out now. So, yeah, if he's able to get...
I'll delay. You need to get out of the way.
No problem.
Jim is granting you the time you need.
But, that is unprecedented.
It's never happened before.
It's probably because he doesn't want the armor. See, because, me, he can heal.
Yeah.
But that armor costs money. And we're Acquisitions Incorporated.
Do your thing.
The vampire does hit you.
All right.
Okay.
And you're bloodied, right?
Yeah.
So you take 6.
Okay. So 14 minus 6 is 8.
Now it's Binman's turn?
Yeah. So now it takes me 1 action to stand.
It's a move action.
And then now I get a minor action, or I can move. I can't move now.
You can attack and take a minor action, and you're right, you can't move as either of those.
No.
Unless you're still going to get ass in your face.
Yeah. But that's all right. I can attack this guy.
Now, I don't know if you understand how much damage that does, and it also has an ongoing component.
But there's nothing else I can do. I mean, I can't move.
You could.
Can I
shift? You could get up and attack in order to move away.
How would you move by attacking?
Instead of taking a standard action, you can take another move action.
Oh, and then just sacrifice my attack?
Right.
All right, there, I do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, and then we'll have you come in.
Jim chooses to go now.
All right, Jim's turn.
All right, so Jim seizes the moment.
So what you did is you were like, Binwin, get out of the way!
Get the fuck out of the way!
Incoming!
Yeah.
It's like tears mingling in your eyes.
Yeah,
he
I'm
really
alive.
Likes me.
I'm alive. I'm back alive.
But I'd already
from being attacked by the mage. I'm up from my last mage
you're
attack.
Scorched. Okay.
Acid burns. So, that would have been a new kind of damage. I was almost looking forward to it.
+5 versus reflex.
For the creepzor.
And I'm starting with the creeper.
Okay.
Yes.
21. Oh, that's so tender.
21 on the creeper. So the damage 2D8. On him is 2d8.
Come on.
+4.
6 + 4 10. Is 10. So he takes 10 and an ongoing 5 acid damage.
Yes!
Save right. ends.
What's that?
Save
yeah,
ends.
Save ends. Now I make my secondary attack. This is going to be 1d8 +4 acid damage.
And so which one for him?
Make it count.
Yeah, I'll do for the priest first. 2. +4 is 6.
Well, hold on a second. But don't we have to... It's a secondary attack, right?
But so I don't have to... It doesn't say... Versus reflex again.
Secondary attack +4 versus reflex.
Oh, you're right. Okay, secondary attack, so against the priest.
Except it's +5.
+5, right. 9. Oh.
9 reflex?
That does not hit.
Okay.
And does the like bitch. That is interference, right?
No.
Okay, 7.
Can I see that?
Well, I mean, didn't you write it?
You don't remember what it says?
I wrote actually several versions of this power. Yes. Okay. There is a miss line here. If you had missed the Dark Creepers, it would have done damage, but the misses on the other guys don't do anything.
Yeah.
That's what I was checking.
So it splashed, but they didn't get hit. So the Creeper took it, though. The Creeper took
Creeper
it.
Took 10.
And could take a lot
and
more.
And is going to take more.
He's taking 5 on his turn.
All right.